This past week, I came to the conclusion that the Holy Spirit is very humble. I reached this conclusion because I regularly ask the Spirit to help me with homilies, and He seems to oblige. I was in a dry spell this week, working on this one. I kept praying to the Spirit and silence. I jokingly said I should pray to Jesus and the Father for the good dope on the Spirit. And out of this offhanded and very irreverent comment came that wisdom: the Spirit is humble. You need to ask Jesus and the Father if you want to know about the Spirit. So I prayed to Jesus and the Father for wisdom about the Spirit. Wisdom maybe not came, but a glimpse maybe. So Jesus has died, risen, and ascended into heaven. The apostles have elected Matthias as a replacement for Judas. So they are taking care of business, not lost, but not moving forward either. But they are once again locked in a room for fear of the Jews, a scene now repeated as before in the Gospels. Here again in Acts. Spoiler alert, when something happens repeatedly in the Bible, take note. Alarms should go off in our heads. So just who was there in the room? It says they were all there. And in Acts chapter 1, just previous to our reading, to the first reading today, we see that all includes specifically Mary, the mother of Jesus, along with Peter, 11 apostles, and 120 of a like mind. At the beginning of chapter 2, we see they are all gathered together again. Alarms, bweep, bweep, bweep. This is the fourth time we see them locked in a room. Twice in the Gospels and twice here in Acts. Let's look back at Mary's history a little bit. Where else has Mary been present? At the Annunciation, the birth of Jesus, of course, Jesus' first miracle, the foot of the cross, and Jesus' resurrection, and now Pentecost, participating as well as quietly observing. Oops, let's back up a little bit. At the Annunciation, Luke tells us that the angel said to Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason your offspring shall be called Son of God. The appearance of the Holy Spirit for the first time in the New Testament. Here at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit enters with the force of driving wind and fire. The third appearance of the Holy Spirit, don't forget Jesus' baptism. Mary has now experienced the Spirit a second time. This time, nothing is said of her response to the Spirit. But twice now for certain, Mary has experienced the Holy Spirit in very physical and real ways. The Holy Spirit has arrived here on the apostles and those gathered. This is no subtle wind. This was an overt, obvious, unmistakable sign of the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself tells us that he will send the Spirit to us to be with us forever. Forever is a long time. We know the Spirit is still with us today because Jesus told us, and we see the Spirit's actions in our lives and the lives of others. Who else is with us, though? Jesus. Jesus tells us, I will be with you always until the end of time. Another forever. The priest at the altar is consecrating the Eucharist, as asked by Jesus to do this in memory of me. He says in the second Eucharistic prayer, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And moments later, Father says, "Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, oh, this is in the third Eucharistic prayer. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit." And moments later, Father says, "Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration." The church calls this transubstantiation. What we are witnessing is the Spirit here on the altar coming down upon the bread and wine so that the power of the Most High may overshadow the bread and wine, so that now we call this what was bread and wine now become the Son of the Most High, Jesus Christ. Jesus is therefore present in the body, blood, soul, and divinity in the sacrament of the altar in which we participate. The Spirit is very real, very present. Yet in humility, we only see Jesus. Is Jesus all that people see when they see us?